Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of MCPMag.com, and I thank you for listening. Here's what we'll cover in this episode for the week of August 13th. Microsoft IIS gaining on Apache, Patch Tuesday to come with 6 critical fixes, and Fake Steve is outed. Let's head to the first break here on Redmond Radio. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. It was a short week for Microsoft news, so let's get right to it. Microsoft Internet Information Server continues to gain against longtime leader Apache and could end up surpassing it if current trends continue. According to the tracking site Netcraft, IIS spiked in usage to 34.2% in August, while open source Apache dipped to 48.4%. That represents a jump of 2.3 million sites for IIS and a decline of 991,000 for Apache. IIS first started closing the gap on Apache in late 2005 and early 2006. At that time, Apache was used on 71% of servers while IIS was on about 20%. Netgraph points out that if current trends continue, IIS will pass Apache as the world's dominant web server sometime in 2008. Microsoft has released the first CTP of Visual Studio Team system, Rosario. The company's two main focuses for this release are testing and application quality, as well as business alignment. Microsoft's release of Visual Studio Team System 2008 is set to offer incremental improvements to VSTS 2005. Another CTP of Rosario will arrive in about 3 months. Microsoft said it's buying vertical and specialized industry expertise from partner Cactus Commerce and will offer it up as accelerators for Commerce Server 2007 as part of the successor core product, now codenamed Commerce Server 7, which is due in 2010. The overall plan going forward is to update the core server less often, but to offer accelerators with additional functions and features more frequently. The current Commerce Server 2007 shipped almost exactly a year ago. The first set of accelerators will focus on technology integration for things like tying into SharePoint Server for content management and search and integrating with Microsoft ERP and CRM products, so an order entry flows from server to backend and sales systems. A second set of industry accelerators for verticals such as retail apparel will provide online shopping expertise, database schemas and extensions, web server extensions, and business customizations by industry. Cactus has done much of this work for customers on a one-off basis, but it is not packaged up ready to sell, according to Microsoft executives. Beta 2 of Microsoft's Visual Studio 2008 IDE is now 99.9% feature complete, according to executives at the company. The final fixes will include minor tweaks, such as fixing disabled menu items and bugs that still need to be squished during this beta cycle. Shareholders of online advertising company Aquantive approved Microsoft's buyout offer at a meeting in downtown Seattle last Thursday. More than 58 million shares were voted to approve the deal, out of approximately 79 million shares outstanding. Fewer than 20 shareholders attended the meeting in person. In May, Microsoft offered $6 billion, or $66.50 per share for the company, which includes the Avenue A Razorfish ad agency, plus networks for publishers and marketers to buy and sell online advertising. And finally, Microsoft will be releasing a host of patches this week, including 6 critical and 3 important updates in its monthly Patch Tuesday releases. The 6 critical issues have remote code execution implications and is double the number of critical patches released in July. The patches are for various products and applications, including Visual Basic, XML Core Services, Office for Mac, Office 2000, Internet Explorer, and Virtual PC and Server. And that's news from Redmond. After this break, we've got more IT news from The Wire here on Redmond Radio. Thanks for listening to Redmond Radio. A few notes regarding what's online on the Redmond Media Group websites. Check out the August 2007 issue of Redmond Magazine, which looks at interoperability issues with Linux and Windows. And in the August issue of Redmond Channel Partner, we explain the notion of the benefits wheel that Microsoft's partner group likes to pull out after all its presentations. Over at Redmond Developer News, we dive into developing with Silverlight. And one more note. Remember that I do give away a Redmond t-shirt to one lucky listener. Be sure to listen to the end of the podcast to find out how you can enter the weekly drawing. As well, there's information on the new Tech Mentor VIP Pass giveaway. Let's check out what hit the newswire. VMware has the latest entry in the growing market for software that allows Windows to be run on a Mac. The maker of virtualization software announced the release of VMware Fusion, which allows Windows to be run in a virtualized environment on a Mac computer. VMware stated that there have been more than 250,000 downloads of the beta version of Fusion since it was released in December. VMware Fusion supports USB 2.0, both 32 and 64-bit operating systems, and more than 60 operating systems. Suggested retail price for Fusion is $79.99. In a story last week, Brad Stone of the New York Times outed Dan Lyons, a technology editor at Forbes, as the author of The Secret Diary of Steve Jobs, a daily account of events in the tech industry as seen through a caricature of Jobs. The blog can be found over at fakesteve.blogspot.com. Well, there isn't too much to report on that other than the folks here at Redmond Media Group have been following the blog and expressed both relief and disappointment at knowing the truth. In related news, the real Steve Jobs announced that Apple updated its iMac computers with a slimmer design, faster chips, and glossy screens, as well as pricing that more closely matches those of PCs. The all-in-one desktop computers now have aluminum casings, replacing the all-white plastic facade. The new iMacs will come in only 20-inch and 24-inch versions. Prices start at $1,199 and $1,799, respectively. Some bad news for server and software maker Sun Microsystems, which plans to cut an unspecified number of jobs as part of a new restructuring plan. That, according to regulatory filing last Tuesday with the Security and Exchange Commission. Sun said it expects to incur total charges of about $100 million to $150 million over the next several quarters, primarily related to cash severance costs. The company expects to book most of the charges in the first half of the fiscal year ending June 30, 2008. Much more glowing news over at Cisco Systems, whose shares jumped nearly 6% after the company reported fiscal fourth quarter results that beat Wall Street expectations and boosted its financial forecast. Cisco's profit jumped 25% as it continues to see strong sales of the routers and switches that direct traffic over the internet and other technologies tied to a boom in multimedia online content. The company said after the market closed Tuesday that net income for the period ended July 28th was $1.93 billion, or 31 cents per share, compared with $1.54 billion, or 25 cents per share, during the same quarter a year ago. IBM and Novell have formed a partnership around one of IBM's open-source application server products. Under the agreement, Novell plans to offer worldwide support for the IBM WebSphere Application Server Community Edition. Novell was offering the WASCE product as part of a bundled package with its SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. Support for WASCE will be an additional cost, according to Michael Applebaum, Novell's senior product marketing manager for SUSE Linux Enterprise. WASCE has already achieved its millionth distribution, according to Patty Dudek, IBM's vice president of WebSphere server development. Version 2.0 of the product is expected to be released later this year. IBM inherited its WASCE technology when it acquired Glucode in May of 2005. Glucode was a major contributor to the Apache Geronimo project, and WASCE is based on that open-source Java EE5 certified code. And in our last bit of news, by 2011, the University of Illinois should be the home of the world's fastest supercomputer. The National Science Board last Wednesday gave the National Science Foundation the okay to spend $208 million to build the computer at the university's National Center for Supercomputing Applications in Urbana. The board oversees the foundation and made its decision at a meeting in Washington. The foundation still must negotiate the details with the NCSA. The NCSA and IBM will build the supercomputer, which is being named Blue Waters. The group said that Blue Water will be capable of performing 1,000 trillion mathematical operations a second, or a petaflop. IBM's Blue Genie L, currently the world's fastest supercomputer, has only about a third of Blue Water's expected capability. And that's this week's episode of Redmond Radio. As usual, before we go, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners that you can win a Redmond t-shirt in my weekly t-shirt giveaway. It's real simple to enter. Just send me an email at mdomingo@1105media.com. That is mdomingo@1105media.com with Redmond t-shirt on the subject line of your message. As well, if you also add free conference, this week's special passphrase, to the message body of your email, you'll be telling me that you'd like to be entered into the drawing for a Tech Mentor VIP pass. I'll add you to a special drawing we'll have at the end of August for a special conference pass. That Tech Mentor VIP pass is like a super pass, since it gets you into all the sessions at Tech Mentor, as well as the co-located VS Live conference that's taking place in Las Vegas in mid-October. To view details of the conference, go to techmentorevents.com or visit mcpmag.com's event page. The VIP pass has a value of $2,149, and of course, the winner is responsible for his own transportation and accommodations. So, once again, to be eligible for this part of the contest as well as the shirt, remember to send me a message with Redmond t-shirt on the subject line, then put free conference in the message body. And do remember to listen each week, since I'll be issuing a new password each week for the VIP pass. And remember to send those messages to me at mdomingo@1105media.com. That's mdomingo@1105media.com. You can enter as often as you like over the next few weeks for the VIP pass, but I will choose just one winner for the t-shirt and then start with new entries the following week. Speaking of which, this week's winner is James K. Thanks for listening and congratulations to you. He gets a t-shirt and an entry into the contest. And good luck to all you other listeners next time. Looks like we're finished here, so I do hope you catch me here each and every week. Here on Redmond Radio, I'm Michael Domingo, and I do thank you for listening.